Begin though tonight at the Supreme Court with signs that the so-called Defense of Marriage Act is in deep constitutional trouble. DOMA, you'll recall, is the 1996 federal law defining marriages between being solely between a man and a woman. Tell that to an 83-year-old widow named Edith Windsor, who braved the crowds today and fought the fight to get her story and the case that bears her name, United States v. Windsor, before the highest court in the land. Edith Windsor married her wife in Canada. When her wife died, Windsor was forced to pay $360,000 in inheritance tax because her marriage, her legal marriage, was not recognized by the federal authorities under DOMA. Lower courts have ruled against DOMA. The Obama administration's refused to defend it. A lawyer for House Republicans speaking for it today, drawing some tough questioning from six of the nine justices.
Well, is what happened in 1996, and I'm going to quote from the House report here, is that Congress decided to reflect and honor a collective moral judgment and to express moral disapproval of homosexuality. Is that what happened in 1996?
What gives the federal government the right to be concerned at all at what the definition of marriage is?
When it has 1,100 laws, which in our society means that the federal government is intertwined with the citizens' day-to-day life, you are at real risk of running in conflict with what has always been thought to be the essence of the state police power, which is to regulate marriage, divorce, custody.
As Justice Kennedy said, 1,100 statutes, and it affects every area of life. And so you were really diminishing what the state has said is marriage. You're saying, no, state, there are two kinds of marriages, the full marriage and then the sort of skim milk marriage.
Well, afterwards, Edith Windsor said it went beautifully and that her late spouse, Thea Speier, would be pleased.
And I know that the spirit of my late spouse, Thea Speier, okay, is right here watching and listening and would be very proud and happy of where we've come to.
Well, today's case came just a day after oral arguments on California's Proposition 8 same-sex marriage ban. Now, justices, both liberal and conservative, seemed reluctant yesterday to use it as the basis for sweeping national change. This case, DOMA, on the other hand, could be just the opposite. Senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was inside the court again today. He joins us tonight from just outside the court. So I know everything comes with the caveat that the Supreme Court could surprise us and it's hard to predict. But you say you think that DOMA is in trouble, that a majority of justices seem to be inclined to throw it out. What makes you say that?
Because of what Anthony Kennedy said. That's really what it comes down to, because the four Democratic members of the Democratic nominees to the Supreme Court were all very clearly hostile to the Defense of Marriage Act. And so where were they going to get the fifth vote? Well, Anthony Kennedy is the only really likely possibility, but repeatedly during the oral argument today, he expressed what appeared to be his view that the Defense of Marriage Act violated states' rights. He did not talk about that it violated the rights of gay people. He said that it violates the state's ability to regulate and create the laws of marriage. And he said it over and over again. And that is a winning argument for the Defense of Marriage Act critics of Edith Windsor and company.
This is all taking place with public opinion, public sentiment shifting, as you know, in favor of accepting same-sex marriage. Not everywhere, but national polls. However, there remains on very high-profile, big-money bastion of silence on the subject, professional sports. The number of openly gay players in pro baseball, basketball, and football now stands at precisely zero. Not one active player.